Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello,
and welcome to
Two
Filthy
Nerds.
Because we're filthy
and we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
And we're here, and oh my fucking God, you guys.
So much stuff.
There's so much to cover in this episode with chapters 19 through 21. But first of all, we are heading from the semifinals into the finals officially. The semifinals have closed.
Big news.
Holy shit. First of all, thank you so, so, so much to everyone who jumped in on that. It was overwhelming. It was more than we could have ever anticipated as far as people jumping in and giving votes. And just so you guys know, we are giving that money to charity. We're going to use a little bit to pay our, give our producers a little extra, little tippy, because they're volunteers.
Yeah, they're like, basically, they're volunteer producers. We want to give them some money.
Yeah, so you are helping keep them from certain murder against us, or suicides. And the rest is going to go to charity. And I think we're going to do this at the end of every time we do a bracket, we'll do this. And this time, in honor of Harry Potter coming to a close and J.K. Rowling being a fucking anti-trans turf, whatever she is, we're going to give the money from this and also the finals, because we're going to do it again at the finals, to National Center for Transgender Equality. So we will announce the full number of the full donation number at the end of the entire brackets. But thank you guys for helping us raise that money. And also just for getting in. You guys made it so exciting. We had some dead heats. It got fucking crazy. There's a couple of you that were on a war path for Dark Tower and Indiana Jones. It was neck and neck the whole time. And then we had, so that was one bracket. And before we announce, so we had one bracket, Dark Tower versus Indiana Jones. The other one, Marvel versus Hitchhikers. And just so you guys know, the two that don't move on in our next bracket series, they will be given extra points to start. So that is how we're sort of fielding the fact that we know you guys love these ones. They'll get a little bit
of an
advantage.
A little bit of a preferential treatment.
Yeah, 15 to 25 points. We haven't decided the whole situation yet, but
yeah.
And also the second place, obviously, in the finals will also be privy to that.
Yep. Here we go.
With that being said,
in Marvel
versus Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy at 67 to 48, moving on to the finals is
Marvel!
Pew, pew, pew! Pew, pew. I don't know what that sound effect is, but holy shit, I know there's a lot of Marvel heads. I know personally we have a lot of Hitchhiker's Guide fans. I know there were a lot of patrons who put their vote toward Hitchhiker's Guide in the initial round. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you to everyone who suggested all of these. It was close. But at the end, and I think that one kind of slowed down. I think people went, yeah, you know what? We'll see. We had a few moments of back and forth. But it was really this other bracket that got out of fucking control.
O-O-C.
Dude, you guys took it to the next level.
Next level.
With Dark Tower and Indiana Jones.
Some dude slid in at the last minute with a $69 donation, and I won't say what it was towards, but I love the fact that somebody
thought of us.
$69 to a Two Filthy Nerds.
Yeah, if you guys are ever thinking, I want to do a big vote, how much money should I give?
$69 is the only thing you can really
There could never be a more perfect number than a $69.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, I want to shout out everyone who gave extra money to these. Even some of the patrons, really. And you guys already give us money, and we're so thankful for
it.
And we'll go over the votes patrons are going to get in the finals right after we announce who's moved on. Can I have a drum roll in the chat, please? And the winner, the finalist between Dark Tower and Indiana Jones is Indiana Jones! Holy shit! Oh my God, I don't want to chest bump you. No, not after the COVID conversation.
Oh, damn it.
listen, you guys, fucking...
I'm so excited that it's not Dark Tower!
Dark Tower was ahead and ahead, and people kept trying to, like, catch up, and someone kept dropping fucking money for Dark Tower, and that was the $69 right at the last minute from...
Shout out to Frank Berman!
Yes, our fan Frank. Thank you so
Frank,
much.
Frank!
Literally at, like, 10:25, and then at right, like, 10:29, we got a $1 vote from... Nate, who gave a couple times, but he gave $1 thinking that'll put us over.
That'll put it over the edge.
Because after 7:30, we had a 3-hour window where I was like, I'm not going to tell you guys what the updates are. Here's the last thing. Give money as you see fit. But like, holy shit. So
it's Indy versus Marvel.
So it's movies next round. We know that for sure. And for the patrons who are listening in the chat, who are listening here, and those of you who are maybe interested in becoming a patron. So for the semifinals, what we had done is for every $5 a month donation you give, you get one vote. So if you're a $5 patron, you got one vote in the last thing. If you were $25, you got five votes. We're upping the stakes. So if you're a patron, you get
one vote per dollar. So if you're on the $5 tier, five votes. $20 tier, 20 votes.
It's a $25 tier.
$25 tier, you get 25
votes. And you can put those altered one. You can divvy them up. Otherwise, you guys look for our social media on Instagram, on Twitter. I'll try to do more on Facebook. I guess we don't post enough there. But that will have the link where you can just give a dollar. And know that you're helping raise the stakes of this race, which is obviously fun. You're fighting for whichever series you want to hear us talk about. But more importantly, you're helping charity and helping us give our producer and editor a little bit of a thank you. So, yeah, so that'll be 60% to the charity and then fucking, I don't know.
40% to
our
producers, one of whom just had a fucking baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So
shout out to Gene for blowing a load in his lady. And then she pushed out a human
for birthing a small wizard, a Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Anyone brave enough to be born into 2020 and 2021 is a Gryffindor.
Anyone who's brave enough to be born as Gene's child.
Godspeed.
God, we love Gene.
He's going to turn him into a little Doctor Who.
Truly. Well, he's going to turn him into a fucking Slytherin.
So anyway,
isn't Gene a Slytherin?
Gene is a Slytherin. Yeah. And he slithered into that pussy and made a baby.
And then he dropped some baby slithers in the puss.
Snakes.
He was like.
And they penetrated into the Chamber of Secrets, into the Philosopher's Stone.
Ooh.
Creating the boy who lived.
The Goblet of Fire.
I don't know.
That's her pussy. She's a redhead. She's not a redhead.
Anyway.
Is she a redhead? I don't know.
No. So, patrons, you will be getting messages after this. If you want to join the Patreon, you have until next week when we record again. I think that's when we'll be shutting this down. Or do we want to do 2 weeks for finals? What do we think, producer and co-host? 2 weeks?
I say 2 weeks. Yeah. Let's do 2 weeks. Let's draw this bitch out. Let's see what you guys are made of. So we're going to, we're automatically going to let us know what tier you're on. And how much you want to put towards what. You can break it up. You don't need to put it all towards one thing.
Yeah, no, I'll message you privately like I did last time.
Okay, and then we'll get your votes and then we'll start from there.
Yeah, and we'll launch those numbers once those start rolling in, and it'll be open to all of you other listeners.
It's open season, you guys.
So Indiana Jones versus Marvel. I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how this is going to look. I know.
I have to be honest, and I want to hear your opinion, what you would ideally want. I want either of them. I would be completely, as much as I'm diehard indie, I would be happy with either one of them.
I think she's just trying to do that thing where I feel like you're doing like, it's an honor to be nominated and we all know you want Indiana Jones and that's fine.
Listen, I love Marvel. I truly do. I mean, was Indiana Jones a catalyst for so much of my personality when I was in college? Absolutely.
What does that even mean?
I was I studied archaeology.
You took a class?
No, I took multiple classes and then I went on an archaeological excavation.
How many years were you in college that you were pre-med and finished with art, but you also did a whole archaeology personality?
Yeah, I had an archaeology personality for 1 year.
What?
My freshman year was my archaeology pre-med personality.
Are you sure you didn't just work at anthropology?
Yeah, hilarious. I was an anthropologist. It was just some girl at anthropology takes her job way too seriously.
I'm an anthropologist. I mean, it's like did you ever know anyone who worked at Abercrombie? And they're like, I'm a model. And it's like, you fold t-shirts.
Yeah, get fucked.
You're a t-shirt folder.
Also, move over. I got to steal that. I stole so much from Abercrombie when I was in high school.
Oh my God, a thief. I would never steal. Except hearts. Also, we'll then have to decide, do we want to go, if we go the route of, does Indy have prequels? Like, do we go chronological order of release? I don't know if they have prequels. I know nothing about Indiana Jones.
It's just bam, 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 bam. They were going to do a prequel, but then River Phoenix died.
I think it's, River Phoenix is in, wow, I know nothing about Indiana Jones. I think it's pretty clear, at some point we'll be covering either of these anyway. We're very excited. We hope you guys will jump in on the voting and get excited with us.
Oh, there's one of our patrons just chimed in with, there's going to be another Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy TV series next year. So that's perfect. Maybe we'll do that once
comes out. Maybe that'll end up in tandem.
Yeah.
And that'll
work
be
out
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess with that said,
Let's get into
it. Let's get fucking rolling into chapter 19.
The Silver Doe.
Oh my
Doe.
God. Shit's getting fucking crazy. Okay. First of all, we left off. Wait, where did we leave off?
Harry and Hermione. It was about Dumbledore. They had just learned so much about Dumbledore, and Harry was like feeling really disillusioned by.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Really let down.
So they go to bed. Harry's having fucking crazy weird dreams.
Nagini dreams.
Yeah. You know.
I dream of Nagini.
I. Avada Kedavra. So he sees that snake everywhere. And then he hears. He wakes up and hears someone outside the tent, and gets up to join Hermione, who's on watch. As you know, they're alternating being on watch outside the tent
with Hermione's wand because Harry's got fucking a brazoke.
Yeah, it's just getting a little sketchy. So the two of them decide that they're gonna like, they're like, we hear something. This is weird. Let's fucking skadoodle.
So then they disapparate to the Forest of Dean, which is Muggle camping site.
Yeah, where Hermione went camping with her family years ago. Like, yeah. She is really pulling through on these locations.
Hermione, I mean, she should be a travel agent.
Places. Well, what's funny is that, like, they really don't have any other options unless they've all taken, like, a history class. Because I didn't realize, like, you can't apparate that far. There's, like, a length.
Oh, really?
Which I didn't know until you guys will hear next episode. But, yeah. End chapters there. He's finally within, you know,
the apparition distance.
Yeah, so they can't go that many places. And like Harry lived his whole life under the stairs. He knows his house and Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Ron probably only knows wizarding places. So like, thank God.
But Hermione comes from a good family that traveled. So she had experiences to draw from.
Otherwise, Harry
would have just been disapparating to a hovel.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as a place under the stairs. Anywho, so
it's kind of, they get there, they relocate. It's kind of boring. Harry takes over the Night Watch, and kind of has this like surge of energy. He's like feeling like
Harry is a human fucking barometer for drama.
Yeah, for drama.
Yeah, like anytime there's something amiss, Harry's, he's a bedrometer.
Bedrometer. Sorry, I started choking.
He's
saliva.
Every time something is like slightly off, his body's like, ooh.
It's like my arthritis.
Yes. Harry is
arthritic. I'm Harry Potter. The boy who look at my.
The boy who could barely live.
Quirrell.
Oh, you are Professor Quirrell.
Look, touch my cyst.
Can we call that Quirrell?
That's so funny. We should. Oh, God.
We're going to call your lump Quirrell.
So he's sitting outside the tent feeling like this weird sort of alertness, and then he sees
a glowing silver light in the
some
darkness.
Type of silver. So, okay, you're reading this. Before we get into what is it, what were you thinking?
Anytime I hear of silver light, I always think it's a Patronus.
Okay, that's fair. You don't like ever just think of, I guess the only thing I think of silver light besides Patronus would be just the
thread the coming pensive. From the pensieve.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, so there's somebody's
floating around.
Somebody's coming to like let them know something. I didn't think it was going to be anything. Of course, I had that feeling of like this could be bad, but because everything goes bad eventually. But I'm like, I was like, this has got to be something relatively innocuous, but probably delivering some sort of bad news.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we really saw.
What's
his Patronus face? Is, it was Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Yeah, Kingsley Shacklebolt
being
crashed
like,
the party
run.
And was like, yeah, he was like, beat feet, guys. So eventually he does see it is a
Patronus.
It's a silver doe. And of course, in my mind, I'm like, who has a silver doe? Who has a silver doe?
That's so
who
funny.
Who has it?
What are you thinking? I don't know.
I cannot remember.
What are some, I mean, we'll go through what happens, but obviously you must have come to some theories or conclusions or decisions about who this could possibly be from.
Ginny? What's Ginny's Patronus?
I have no idea.
You
had said something yesterday about your thoughts on what it could be.
Oh, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, it's Dumbledore sending a signal of somehow. So here's a theory that I have. Here's one of my theories. Ready?
Okay.
My theory is that Dumbledore's still alive.
Okay.
That he and Snape planned together a long time ago that if it ever came to the point where he had to kill him, they would do this thing, or like they had some sort of plan. And he was like, you're going to kill me. I'm going to pretend like I'm dead, or like something so we can keep you undercover and we won't blow your cover by you having to like save my life.
Interesting.
And Dumbledore sent this because Dumbledore is like, you know, he's can change up his Patronus because I think his Patronus is Dumbledore's Patronus is
a phoenix.
A phoenix.
Somebody
yeah.
said it, but
yeah.
Well, we'll get more into who we think it is because producer Sam just threw out a little like, oh, well, what about this in while you're away? But
we'll, okay, well, you'll
we'll add the what
that
about
was
this.
My that was my theory. That was my like idea that I had. I'm not stuck on it, but that was just like a potential idea that I had.
That's very interesting. All right, so. He obviously sees the dough. He starts following it.
And then eventually it just vanishes.
Yeah. It's interesting because Harry like has this pulling sense of like, I'm supposed to follow this thing, which I'm reading that like, I mean, I've read the book, but first time reading it, were you a little like, what if this is a trap?
Of course. But I'm like, there's the part of me that's like, it could be a trap. But then there's also the part of me that's like, well, nothing really bad could happen. It's not the end of the book yet. Nothing yeah. really super bad
you
can happen.
You can't die
right
in
now.
The middle of the
yeah,
book.
Yeah, yeah, that would be weird. So I'm just like, oh, maybe something crazy is going to happen, which it did.
Yeah. The dough vanishes, and all of a sudden he
lights up his wand, and he's at a frozen pool.
Yeah, there's like a little lake or a pond of some sort.
And then at the bottom of it, frozen glistening. Inside, is the sword of Godric Gryffindor. And we know it's the real one because the fake one
is what's in Gringotts.
It's what's in Gringotts.
Well, and it's just also like, why? Of course, I'm sure, like, why would the dough have led him to this fucking bullshit thing? But like, so Harry's like, okay, what the fuck do I do? He tries.
By the way, this is how I know I'm getting better at Harry Potter. Because when I was like, oh, it's in the bottom of the pond of water or whatever. So in my mind, I'm like, why doesn't he Osseo sword? And then he Osseo sworded, and I was like, yes, I could be a wizard.
Yeah, it's that easy. How to do some, like the idea of how to do something were as easy as doing it, we would all be millionaires.
That's not true.
I don't know how to be a millionaire.
I was really, really excited that I thought of what to do, and then he tried it. Because it's, I don't necessarily know like what spells apply to what. All the time. But for this one, I was like, well, you know, instead of getting it, just Osseo that shit, you know?
And he tried. He tried anything he could to like, how can I get the sword to come up?
And it would not come. Like a man with a fucking strong dick. No come.
Wait, what?
What? Like a guy who just like, you know, guys is just like stamina and you're just like fucking yanking it and sucking it and like nothing's coming out.
No. I've never had a guy not come. What's that like?
Bitch. Wait till he gets that pussy.
Ooh, wait till you see my dick. Wait, what?
What?
Anyway, so he remembers the sword showing up to him when he was in the Chamber of Secrets, and he kind of realizes he needs to like prove
he needs to, the sword needs to know that he needs it.
He has to prove his bravery. Like mm-hmm. the sword shows itself to Gryffindors, he has to prove that he's like, well, what does it mean to be a Gryffindor? Mm-hmm. Brave.
And also brave and in
also
need
apparently
of
like
it.
Chivalrous is a thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so like, what about female Gryffindors? What does that even mean?
Yeah, the whole chivalrous thing was a weird one for me.
But he like fucking strips down. Wow, wow, wow,
wow, chicka, wow, wow. Underage boy getting in his undies.
Call Michael Jackson.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm kidding. He's way too old for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, way too old.
His anyway, by the time you go to
like,
by the time you go to Hogwarts,
he's already a shit stains.
It's like, yeah, no, thank you. You can wipe your own ass. Too old for old.
Too
MJ.
Old. Too old.
Anyways, he does it. He dives in, swims toward the sword.
But then all of a sudden, that damn Horcrux around his neck starts to tighten up.
Yeah, like he's reaching for the sword and the Horcrux is strangling him. Like the Horcrux is trying to get away from the sword. Like it is aware. It's like pulling back on his neck. So the chain is strangling him. Like the Horcrux is aware that there's a thing that could destroy the Horcrux. Like he is fucking getting strangled. He's going to die in the water.
And Harry's flailing around.
And he's getting that like it's the cold water and like he's choking and he's like, this is the end. This is how I die.
And then all of a sudden,
some arms, someone
reaches
pulls
in and pulls him out. Okay. I'll be honest. I thought it was Hermione.
Yeah, but it wasn't. The Horcrux is removed.
It was worse.
Yeah. Harry can't see removed
it. Harry dying to what happened.
What? Ron came through.
I hate Ron.
Ron saved Harry's
Ron
life.
Ron has a weak dick.
Yeah, is that what you tell yourself about every guy that doesn't come? Oh, it's his dick?
Yeah.
Can't be me.
Can't be Lucy Pussy.
Wait, you don't have any change of heart?
No.
Ron
fuck
came
Ron.
Back.
I don't give a fuck. As soon as Ron came back, I was like, this fucking loser.
If he hadn't come back, Harry would be dead.
Nah, maybe.
No, for
you
sure.
Never, no, no, no,
no, I know no, with no, certainty. No, no. He was seconds away from dying. And no. You won't give Ron a little bit of fucking credit.
A drop. Because what he does next completely ruins anything I would give him.
What? It's a Horcrux. It has a spell on him.
Okay. Both of them are the same. They're both dealing with the same pressure. Harry's got his head burning the whole fucking time. And there's the Horcrux. And they're okay, so here's what happens. He gets him out of the water. And he's like, okay, we need to destroy this Horcrux right now.
Yeah, by the way, Ron goes like, I can't believe you didn't think to remove that before
yeah.
you dive
oh,
in there.
Like you would have thought about it. Fucking Ron, you loser. You're the one who fucking beat feet when things got tough, you fucking eunuch.
Anyways, also, it's important to point out that Harry goes, oh, you sent that dough. And Ron's like, no, I just followed it over. Like, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought? Where you're like, oh, maybe it was Ron's?
No. No, of course I didn't think that was Ron's. Like, Ron
Ron has a
Patronus. Yeah, he wouldn't know how to do it.
He does know how to do it.
When has Ron thrown a Patronus?
In book five, probably.
What did he do successfully with it? Did his Patronus pop out of his wand and was like, nope, gotta go. I gotta get out of here because it's a weak Patronus.
Ron has never thrown a Patronus.
I don't know.
I don't believe that. I don't believe. Weren't they just in the Ministry of Magic and they both had to throw them?
I just want to recognize Greg in our Patreon and our chat on our live. You guys can be on our live Patreon as well if you head over to our Patreon patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Join on in because you can be here live. Greg is on Team Fuck Ron. And Greg, that's why you're my fucking G.
I want to also point out something he said, and I'm wondering if other people listening who read the book thought this. Greg said he never thought the Horcrux was trying to avoid the sword. He always thought it just wanted to kill Harry. But the thing is he would have tried to kill Harry before. I think it can sense that it's getting near death. And it was like trying to get away from that. Like it was like opposed to, it's like polar magnets, you know? Uh-huh. Anyway.
Anyway, so Ron, he gets dressed.
He's like, I'm back if you want me. Yeah, it's exactly.
And he's like, yeah, of course I do. I love you.
But they're both like, okay, who cast that fucking dough? How did it know to take us there?
The only way to know, and they were like, is this even the real sword of Gryffindor?
And they're like, well, if it is, it'll kill the Horcrux.
Yep.
So we got to fucking do it. And Harry's like, Ron, I think you need to do it because you are actually the one who got the sword.
Yeah.
And
so that means you're meant to do it.
I sort of think like, it doesn't matter. I think the sword, like in my head, the sword has the ability to, you know, it has like basilisk venom that can kill a Horcrux.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would have been fine. But I think it was just taking that extra superstitious precaution as we just saw a necklace tried to kill someone. So yeah. Let's like dot our T's and
cross our T's
eyes.
And dot our I's.
What are they? Yeah. Do that
both.
Instead.
Either way.
So Harry's like, I feel like you have to do it. You're like meant to do it.
And so finally Ron's like, but the Horcrux, it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, Ron is like, I really don't want to. And Harry's like, you've got to fucking do it.
Harry's like, you have to do it. First of all, you have to do it because to open up the locket, I'm going to have to be the one to open up the locket because I have to speak parcel tongue
like,
to
open it up.
Like,
it just occurs to him that he's like, oh, that's how I have to open it. Which like, but also like, well, you can, is that speaking parcel tongue keeps you from wielding a sword? Like, no.
See, you know, it's like, if you think about the logistics of it, that sword sounds like a sizable sword.
Yeah, no, it sounds,
that sounds
very
like a two-hander.
Heavy. Yeah.
So if you're going to.
It's like the dick of the guy I dated in high school.
Exactly. It's
a big old
two-hand
hog.
Job. Just like big, a. Just double fisting that.
Guatemalan Gryffindor.
Yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
A little,
just
little,
an
little.
Old E of cum.
So, like a 40 ounce. Yeah. That's so funny. Ugh.
It's a 40 of old E of cum.
So basically, Harry opens it and holds it out for Ron to stab. But
as soon as it opens, fucking two eyes pop up and it's fucking Tom Riddle's eyes.
His beautiful brown eyes.
And they start to talk to Ron and they just start talking smack, preying on Ron's insecurities. And you want to know what? He's got a fucking ton of them.
Yeah, and it's all like being laid out in front of his friend.
Ron is a weak bitch.
No, he's not a weak bitch. But maybe if people didn't call him a weak bitch, he wouldn't have so many fucking insecurities.
Well,
this is cyclical. It's a problem. This is why you don't tell people that they're worthless, because then they won't live up to their potential.
Well, that explains a lot.
But he's got a whole thing about like, oh, your mom doesn't love you. She prefers Ginny and like doesn't care about you. And
you're
Hermione
the most pathetic,
doesn't like you.
Pathetic kid. Oh, and Hermione doesn't like you. Hermione likes fucking Harry.
Yeah, it produces images of Harry and Hermione like holding each other mm-hmm. and kissing and like being.
And
like,
then all of a sudden, but like they were like real. Like so, there was Tom Riddle, or these the Horcrux produced a riddle Hermione and a riddle Harry. So those like two fake versions of the real people are like talking shit to him, and it's like really fucking with his head. And Harry's like, run!
Yeah, Harry's on the side like,
stab it!
Fucking
do it!
Stab it! Hurry up!
And Ron's just sitting there with the fucking semi trying to put it in a pussy, just with his fucking limp noodle dick, just trying. He can't get it in the hole.
What?
Ron has a weak dick.
What does that have to do with anything?
He can't throw the sword.
He does throw the sword.
He eventually does. He has to be fucking cheered into it like a fucking loser. Finally, Ron stabs it.
Sometimes you just need a little encouragement.
He had enough encouragement, okay?
Yeah, he did.
He's rolling with the chosen one. He's rolling with the boy who lived. And he's sitting here being weak as fuck, needing a fucking cheerleader.
Oh, you wouldn't be insecure if the person you was your best friend is the most famous person ever and the bravest and
the
hero.
Who wanted me to do something? I'd show the fuck up.
Yeah, but you would never.
Because I just bailed on his ass. I just fucked up royally. I'd be in there for redemption. Ron dropped the fucking ball. Almost. He finally came through in the end, and I'm not going to give him any sort of fucking extra credit for getting it done. He should have gotten it done immediately. Fucking Tom Riddle should never have popped out.
Tom Riddle popped out immediately.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have happened. He should have popped out, and then Ron should have fucking laid the dick down. And
it's really strong magic. You're negating how strong the magic is. This is very strong dark magic.
Well, then you don't want to know what? Then Ron has weak magic. Ron is a weak-ass fucking
Ron
wizard.
Ron is a human. He is a human with emotions.
Yeah, that's it. He's a fucking weak-ass bitch human. He should be a wizard, not a human.
Wizards are human.
He's a pure-blood wizard. And he sucks. Ugh.
He came through. He stabs a Horcrux.
Whatever, he stabbed it.
Fucking one Horcrux down. So... either
then,
way,
course,
Ron
Harry
came
has
through.
To be like, listen, Ron, everything you just heard isn't true because Ron's a weak bitch. He had to fucking remind him that it's everything's okay.
No, because he's a good friend and he realized his friend was hurting and he didn't know his friend had all these insecurities and now he does. So he's like, oh, no wonder this has been fucking you up so much. These are things you worry about?
Yeah, whatever.
You don't have to worry, especially me and Hermione.
They hug and make up.
Yeah, he's like, we're like
they
brother
head back
and sister.
To the tent. They see
not
Hermione.
From
they
the
wake
southern
her up.
States.
Yeah,
so
we're like brother and sister.
Not from...
And
yeah.
Not the kind of brother and sister you see in porn.
Yeah. We're like real brother and sister and not the kind that you meet in Alabama. Anyway, they fucking go back. Yeah, you're right. They wake up Hermione. Ron says he's so sorry.
Ron flips the fuck out. Or Hermione flips the fuck out. And so Harry has to cast a spell,
the separation charm.
The separation charm.
Called.
So they can't get to each other because Hermione is ready to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
And I was like, get him, bitch.
Yeah, she puts a shield charm in between them. Because, like, I mean, she's fucking losing it, as she should be. Like, she has a right to be angry.
Yeah.
Like, that he thought that he could. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I understand being angry at him, if you're them. Like, that he thinks he can just reappear and, gloss over
what
this.
What we find out is that Ron was like, listen, I was just going to go away and come back. But I couldn't because I got detained by a group of snatchers. And we learn that snatchers are basically criminals who are trying to get money by rounding up muggleborns to bring them to the ministry. Those are the people who got him.
Yeah, there's, like, rewards for rounding up mudbloods and muggleborns and people who are wanted by the ministry. So
Ron gets away from them because he stole some dude's wand.
Yeah, he like manages to like fend himself, fend for himself,
and he goes
and
back
gets
immediately.
Away from a group of snatchers. But I think it's worth noting, Ron got away from a group of muggers.
Not, it's fine. I'm not giving it to him.
Why?
Because I'm just not. I'm not giving that to Ron.
Why can't you? Because
he should get credit. He should be able to do that.
Why?
That's the bare minimum. I'm not gonna award this.
The bare
guy.
Minimum. You think the bare minimum is being one person versus three? The bare minimum is that you should be able to get away from
Ron,
three other
at this
wizards.
Point is he's rolling deep with like the who's who of the wizarding world.
He was alone.
It doesn't matter. He should be able to do shit on his own.
Yeah, but it's three versus one. You think that like the bare minimum is he should be able to get away?
He should know because Harry would have gotten out of that.
Your standards are too high. Your standards for people are too high.
Whatever. So he goes back to the campsite that he had left them at. And they're not fucking there. And then when he's there, his deluminator starts making noises and it acts like a fucking, like a radio.
Yeah. Well, no, not when he went back to the original campsite.
Oh, so he went to the original campsite. They weren't there. He went home and then he discovers
turned
that
on his deluminator and he was at Bill and Fleur's, I think.
Yeah.
But like it, he, that's when
oh,
he
yeah,
would
he
hear
went
them.
To Bill and
there
yeah,
was
yeah.
like a blue orb light and he could hear them and he like absorbed the blue light and mm-hmm. landed where they were, but because of their protective yeah. charms, he couldn't find
them. By the way, I'm really excited to see this in the movie. I hope they do that in the movie because I want to see what that visual looks like.
I hope they do too.
I hope he dies. Anyway, so Ron finally gets to the forest where they are, and that's when he sees the doe.
Yeah. Well, it's like earlier when we said that they had been like, let's get out of here. I hear something and that's weird. Mm-hmm. Apparently who they heard, and like, oh, they thought they saw someone, you know, a camp ago when they were like, let's get out of here, and they apparated mm-hmm. or disapparated. Apparently that was Ron.
Oh yeah.
And so it was like a near miss. And then yeah, that's when he saw the doe. And mm-hmm. if Harry hadn't wandered off and pursued this doe,
yeah.
Ron would still be looking for them.
Yeah. Ron would still suck. Even more.
Yeah. And Harry goes, you know, and because of Ron, we were able to destroy the Horcrux.
Oh, he saved my life and destroyed the Horcrux.
Yeah, and Hermione still does not give a fuck.
And Ron gives that wand that he got to Harry.
Yeah, he gives him the Snatcher's wand. So now Harry, because Harry, as if you remember, had gotten his wand broken by Hermione on accident when they were getting out of Godric's Hollow.
Yeah.
So it's like fucking tucked in his little bag from Hagrid and useless.
Oh.
And so that's sort of, this chapter wraps up with them like going to bed. Hermione's still obviously in a huff.
Yeah.
But that's where we're
pissed. Ron still sucks and Harry's the man.
Yeah. And I'm glad Ron's back. Thank goodness for
I'm not.
Ron.
Okay.
Harry would be dead without him.
No, he'd be alive. He'd make it.
He literally wouldn't.
He'd be fine.
Ron literally saved his life. Harry said he saved his life.
I'm sorry. JK wouldn't have let him die.
She might have.
No, she wouldn't have.
You have no idea what's coming.
I have. You know what?
You think the main characters aren't going to die? You think that main characters
are going to die? I pray that Ron dies.
Dumbledore died.
I don't
Maybe.
Think Dumbledore's dead.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't think Dumbledore's dead, and I hope Ron dies. All right, on to the next chapter. We'll be back.
You are heartless. We're taking it.
And we're back.
Chapter 20.
Zeno.
Oh, you thought.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought I was gonna jump in and say the title.
Xenophilius Lovegood.
That's right. She's like, let's redo it because she wanted me to say the title. Do it again.
Chapter 20, Xenophilius Lovegood.
That is right. You did it.
Woo, 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 woo.
I can't stop thinking about Xenophilius when you break it down Latin, xenophile. Is he someone who like jerks off to people of different
foreigners?
Cultures?
Yeah, he loves
like
foreigners.
I know I've said that before, but it's kind of a cool name, Xenophilius. Yeah, anyway.
Every time he goes to an airport, he's like, did I hear an accent? Go on.
You think he doesn't go to airports? He's a wizard.
Oh, yeah, he's a wizard.
He just goes to countries.
He gets there and he just beats one
Or maybe out. He just apparates into the airport just to hear the accents. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, foreign muggles. Do you think, I mean, in this world, has anyone ever looked at the...
Wizards are rubbing one out?
No. I mean,
what if you could abracadabra that clit, you know? You could just be like a kapoof.
Yeah, no, for sure. If Harry is making his glasses float from a table to his face, people are doing even less to make themselves come.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. But I was just going to say, do you think that people ever see...
It takes my joke, the magic wand, to a whole new level. Keep going.
Did you want to do your another
no.
joke
no,
for
I
everyone?
No, I will not do another joke.
Well, do you want to just do one of your jokes now?
Nope.
I was just going to say, do you think people ever look out of airplanes and see people on brooms and go, what the fuck is that?
That's a bird. That's all I was going to say. No, it's Harry Potter.
I wasn't going to say anything about cum for once in my life.
You're an idiot.
I know. Anyway.
Okay, so the next morning, Hermione wakes up. She's still pissed with Ron, as she should be, because Ron is what? A bitch. Cool.
I just want to point out, someone in our chat said, as someone who struggles with depression, Ron probably struggles with depression. I would cut him some slack.
I see that you wrote that. You're on my team. Ron's a bitch. Anywho, so Hermione wakes up. She's still pissed off.
You're seen and you're
loved.
Ron
is full of remorse, but he's like chipper and like trying to make up for it. And Ron is like convinced that there's got to be someone else helping them because there was the Patronus.
Yeah, he's like, there's someone who's like working to help us.
And then all of a sudden, the sword just is there. It's like too many things are happening.
Yeah, and he kind of like fills Hermione in on like what's or Harry and Hermione in on what's going on, you know,
outside in the outside world
because they really like they don't know. Yeah.
So he was saying that he's like, you guys seriously cannot call him Voldybuns anymore because he's put a jinx on his name. So if you say his Voldemort. Name at all, Voldemort, I like to call him Voldybuns.
But they can say Voldybuns.
They can say Voldybuns. They can't say Voldemort. Voldemort is Voldybuns.
Yeah, there's
but
a anywho, jinx on it. It's called a taboo. A taboo has been placed on his name.
And that is how they remember when they were in Tottenham Court. That's how they found them so quickly because they said the name Voldemort.
So apparently what happens is you're now traceable if you use his name, and that's Death Eaters will show up instantly.
And Kingsley Shacklebolt almost got snagged that way.
Yeah, but Kingsley Shacklebolt's kind of a G, so he fucking got out of it. He's now on the run.
Give me that shackle.
And that's telling because Kingsley seemed to be like a higher up who was really good at like immersing himself, in my opinion, and that Kingsley Shacklebolt's on the run.
Yeah.
Does not look good for the side anything. Of wholesome wizardry. Yeah. The conversation kind of turns toward Dumbledore, and Ron talks about how he's heard about what Rita Skeeter wrote and what she's saying. And his opinion is kind of like,
hey, he was as young as we were.
They were young. You know, he was really young. And Harry's like, he was our age. He was our age. Yeah. Like
yeah.
this.
Yeah. That's like, we can let it go. And I think they kind of just like want to let it go because like,
because you don't want to think that's
the
what
worst
do.
Of Dumbledore.
It's a bias our brain does where we look for things to validate, you know, what we already believe to circle back to Ron on the Horcrux.
I will not hear any more.
Because he wanted to hear things to validate the things that you are saying.
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing any more good things about Ron. This is ridiculous. So Harry tries out.
See, you're literally doing it.
I know. It's just
you're literally like, I refuse to hear things that don't match my story.
I'm done hearing about Ron. No more talking about Ron. Unless we shit on him.
No! That's not how this works. I'm not shitting on Ron just to shit on Ron. He's a whole human. Sometimes he's really shitty. Sometimes he comes through.
Anyway,
Harry's using the Snatcher's wand, so he's trying it out.
And it's bad. He can't use it. It doesn't really work.
He's like, it's not working for him. And Hermione's just like, you just need to be more confident.
And Harry's like, all right, cool, sure, whatever.
Yeah, that's always fun. It's like when you're a really hot friend who always has a boyfriend, and she's like, it's just about like confidence. And you like have a lump growing out of your back, and you're like, yeah, and you're like, have three hairs on your head and missing all your teeth. And you're like, yeah, oh, is it my confidence?
Yeah.
Is the problem, Susan? I don't know why I said your mom's name. Why is that? That's not the hot friend's name. Ooh, hot Susan.
Look at Susan. She's got a rack.
He gave her a hot lamb. Susan. And she's serving it because she's the waiter. What is a hot Susan? What is that sex move?
A hot Susan
is where
hot Susan is when you're riding a dude's dick and then you're just thwacking his balls. You're just like on it and then you're just.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would think that a hot Susan is when you're riding a guy's dick and telling him all the reasons he's not good enough.
Yeah, there's that, too. I feel like it's you're riding a dude's dick and you're telling him.
Did not ever want to picture your mom in this way. And it cannot.
I think it's maybe a little of both. She's like being like, you fucking loser. And then she's thwacking his balls.
A hot Susan is just your mom going, Nikki, turn up the air conditioning. Yeah. I'm having a hot flash. Mike, is something on fire?
Oh, it's so hot in here. It's
so goddamn hot in here. Anyway.
Okay, so Ron pulls out his little wireless radio and he's like showing them like how the thing works and whatever.
He's like tapping. What? They don't know. No one knows anything about this. Start from this. There's a show.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's like a private show on the radio. So he pulls out a wireless radio. That he's tapping with his wand. And because apparently there's a secret radio station. It's like a pirate radio station.
Mm-hmm. Pirate radio.
Yeah. So there's someone running a channel, but like you have a secret password to tap into, and he hasn't heard it in a few nights. So he doesn't know that they give a new password all the time. They're kind of like, it's all the pro Harry people covering, you know, what's going on for the.
What did they call it? Harry Watch or
Potter Watch. Yeah. So they're kind of like giving updates on what's going on with like, you know, the good side of the community and you know, what to prepare for and whatever.
And they're using code names for everybody. Nobody uses their real name.
Absolutely.
But like, because they know all of them, they're like, oh, I know that name. I know that voice.
Yeah. But at this point, he can't even tune in. So he just lets them know it exists, but is not able to find it.
So as Hermione's sitting there, they're, you know, doing the pirate radio shit. And then Hermione's also sitting there reading Skeeter's book. And then she decides, guys, we need to go see Xenophilus Lovegood.
Yeah. And that's, of course, as we know, Luna's dad. And she just is like, okay, he was wearing that weird symbol. It keeps creeping up.
It was in the Beetle and the Bard. It was in his letter. It was the symbol was also in the letter to from Dumbledore to Grindelwald. And then it was also on one of the headstones that they saw in Godric's Hollow.
So she really feels like it can't be a coincidence. Like, maybe we need to take that trip. And of course, Ron's like, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, Ron's like, oh, let me.
At this point, he is just trying to like get her to stop being mad at him. So he is like kind of kissing ass, but like
such a little kiss ass.
You know, I don't think if you're going to like kiss an ass by agreement, I don't think you're selling out too bad to agree with undoubtedly the smartest person in the room. Yeah. You're like, well, two for one, you know.
So
and Harry, who was not that into it, but, you know, he gets outvoted. So it's kind of like fine. So
the Lovegoods are neighbors with the Weasleys.
Yeah, because they were like, how are we going to find them? And Ron, of course,
and Ron's
like,
well, it's going to be weird because I'm going to be so close to home, but I'm not going to go see them.
Yeah, but let's skip over the part that Ron's the only reason that they know where to go.
By the way, this is really funny. They're like, wait, you didn't go home after you walked out on us? And he's like, no, I went to stay with Bill and Fleur because he was too ashamed to go home.
Yeah. Shame is a normal human emotion. You guys, get used
Ron's
to it.
Ron's human.
They're all human. Do you not understand that wizards are humans?
Yes, they're human. But Ron's like a human. He's like basically a squib.
No, he's not.
He's like squib adjacent.
He can do magic.
Yeah. Anywho.
The jump that you, like, squib to Ron's level of magic.
Right now, unless Ron drops the biggest fucking wizarding dick by the end of this book, I'm going to go out thinking that Ron is a fucking loser.
Harry Potter would not be alive right now if it were not for Ron.
Harry Potter would not be alive right now if it weren't for Hermione. Hermione is the biggest piece to that keeping Harry alive puzzle, period.
Ron literally saved his life. Literally,
yeah,
Harry wandered away from Hermione, who told him not to wander off. So Hermione had nothing to do with it. And then he dove into water, into ice cold water, nearly strangled himself. The only reason he's alive is because of Ron.
Whatever. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
This is an abusive relationship.
I don't like
this. Is emotional abuse.
All right. Anyhow,
she's emotionally abusing me and Ron.
So they apparate, they go there, and they find this weird looking fucking house that's Luna's.
Yeah, it's like a weird cylindrical tower. It's like a house you go, that's fucking God. Because he knew the area she was in, but he'd never been to her house, Ron. Mm-hmm. So it was just one of those like, yeah, this has to be it.
Yeah, I feel like he has a house that looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, it's like very weird.
Like Xenophilius sounds like the Elon Musk of the wizarding world. Like just a fucking weirdo.
I just want to point out, Eric in the chat, in our Patreon chat, said Ron's better than Hermione. She's like my sister. Believe she knows what's best for everybody. Thinks there's something wrong with you. If you don't agree, she knows what's best for you.
Oh.
Yeah. And Hermione's not always right.
Oh, anyway,
we're about to find out.
So they knock on the door.
Yeah, by the way, confirmed by there's signs that are like, this is the Quibbler. So Quibbler, obviously, we know it's a sort of shoddy publication, but also it's just made it home.
It's a home. It's a homegrown magazine.
Yeah.
Newspaper,
so
whatever. So they knock on the door. Xenophilius shows up. He's fucking out of sorts, looking disheveled.
Yeah. And before they can really dig into anything, Hermione and Xenophilius start arguing because he's got this like horn.
Oh, yeah. He's got this thing on the wall
that he says is a crumple horn snorkack. It's like a mythical creature.
Yeah.
And Hermione's like, Hermione's like, no, that is like an extremely explosive.
Yeah.
A rumpin horn.
That's no bueno.
And like
put a pin in that because it
yeah
ends up saving the day. So they get down to business and Xenophilius is reluctant to help Harry. Hermione's like, yeah, where the fuck's Luna?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, because Xenophilius is kind of like, I don't know, like it's dangerous to help you. And yeah, everyone's like, oh, what would Luna think?
What would Luna think and where is she? And Xenophilius is like, oh, she's fishing right now. One second.
I'll go get her. I'm going to find her. So he says she's fishing for freshwater plimpies. And he's like, oh my God, she'll like be so excited you guys are here. And as soon as I get back, I'm going to help you. So
Xenophilius comes back and he's like, you guys want some juice? Hang out. You know, then they start asking him about that symbol that he was wearing at the Bill and Fleur's wedding, and he's like, oh, that's the symbol of Deathly Hallows.
What? Mic drop. That's where the chapter ends. But before we go to break, I want to know, you heard that. Deathly Hallows. Obviously, that's fucking the name of the book.
I was like, finally, we're getting to it.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? Were you like, what is this going to mean? Like, did you have any theories or thoughts?
Zero.
Were you excited to see Luna?
Yeah, I was getting kind of pumped to see Luna.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. That was a short one. We're going to take a break.
And then we'll be back. Big one. We got a big old bitch.
We got a big old big one. And we'll be there.
Bye.
Chapter 21.
The Tale of Three Brothers.
The Three Brothers. Okay.
The Tale of Three Brothers, also known as A Good Name for a Barn. Just a girl getting spit roasted by many brothers.
Well, now we know what kind of porn you watch. That's...
Yep.
Do you mean brothers like related, or brothers in the sense of like how what old white men referred to as black men? Yeah. Ah, the brothers. Like, yeah. It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, look at the hey, brother.
Seeing like a 60-year-old. Hey, I used to hang out with the brothers. And you're like, please stop saying that.
Yeah, don't do that. Fucking, that is so fucking weird.
It's so uncomfortable.
And
why?
He says it like loudly with so much like gusto. It's all the time. You're proud of
hello,
this?
Brothers.
And you're like, those are the brothers over there. Go hang out with those brothers.
We know what I'm talking about.
Okay. We definitely need to stop.
Anyway.
Okay, so I'm pumped because I'm like, all right, finally, we're going to figure out what the fuck the Deathly Hallows are.
Yeah.
I was also really surprised how short that last chapter was. But anywho.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
we're fucking 21 chapters in. Finally, we're going to find out what the Deathly Hallows
are. By the way, this is the longest we've waited ever to get to a chapter that even discusses.
I think it is.
No, when it's the name of the chapter, that comes later. But I can't believe we made it this far in the book, not even knowing what it was.
A
mention of the word.
Oh, absolutely. So, and by the way, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are just as in the dark as we are. Like, yeah, no, everyone's
they have
like,
no clue.
What?
And if Hermione has no clue, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So Xenophilius is like, you know, there's only a small amount of wizards who believe in the Hallows. And it's not, there's nothing.
It's not dark magic at all.
Yeah. It's just, the symbol. The symbol is not dark. Yeah. So like, you know, it could be this like, because I think we've alluded to it's like this level of like Nazi, you know what I mean? Because
this feels like I feel like it's like some Illuminati.
Yeah,
shit.
So the symbol is just like to let other people who might be believers know, like you are also a believer. It's like a cross.
It's like winky,
for Christians,
winky,
but there's just not a lot of Christians, you know. Mm-hmm.
Why can't there be?
Maybe a bad.
Anywho, so he's like, yeah, he's like, do you guys know about the tale of three brothers?
Yeah,
and Hermione's like, yeah, it's in the tales of the Beetle and the Bard.
Tales of Beetle the Bard.
I was gonna get there eventually. That dyslexia is coming in.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I.
And of course, Hermione whips out her copy. She's
of
like,
course.
Here.
Would you mind reading the story aloud for
and
us?
Hermione's
and she's
like, absolutely.
Did you just ask me to read aloud?
Alexa Finger flips a page.
Oh, I miss being called on in class. Like,
So. The story basically, in sum, once upon a time, three brothers are traveling on the road, come to a dangerous creek. Because they're wizards, they're able to cross by magic. However, Death is there, and he's like, hey, how did you thwart me?
Yeah, everyone's supposed to die in that creek. You're not supposed to get across there. He's like pissed. He's like, I want my bodies.
So Death, the cunning man he is, pretends like he's really pleased with these guys. And he's like, you guys did a really great job. I am going to offer you guys three gifts.
I'm so impressed by you. Here are three gifts that totally, there's no catch.
No
I'm
catch at all. This
Death.
Isn't like Valentine's Day. Not at all.
No, I'm just a normal, I'm just Death.
Just normal Death.
I'm not bitter that I just lost out on three souls.
Oh, three delicious souls.
So
out of my slimy grasp.
So we sort of like, you know, it's sort of like everyone gets a wish type thing. And the oldest brother asks for the most
powerful wand in existence.
Yeah.
That'll win any duel.
Yeah, an undefeatable wand. And the Death goes over to a nearby elder tree and just fucking fashions him to wand. Death, yeah. Crafty guy.
He is a good contractor.
Yeah.
He is a carpenter.
Is there anything this man
is
thing
there anything
can't
Death
do?
Can't kill?
Ah,
he just killed a tree to whittle wood.
Amen. And the second brother asks for the power to bring back the dead
to life.
So he lost, you know, his only love had died. So he wants to have something that can like, you know,
he was getting sick of fucking her corpse.
Yeah.
And he was like,
I need to hear her moan.
I need this pussy hot.
So Death picks up a stone and says it will have the power to resurrect. It's the resurrection stone. And the third brother, who really doesn't trust anything.
Yeah,
he's
suspicious.
I feel like you're trying to
one.
Fuck with us. The youngest one, always the smartest. He's like, I want something that will let me go on from here without being followed by you. I want you to not, I don't want to be bothered by you. How can I escape you?
So Death is like, wow, that is really fucking smart. Here you go. You can have my invisibility cloak.
Yeah. And so the brothers go their own way yep. with their own little gifts.
And the oldest brother who got the Elder Wand, you know, is like fucking talking so much shit to other people.
Yeah. And immediately people kill him. Like yeah, immediately dead, people are like, gone. Fuck you. I'm taking that wand. Like what a stupid move. That's like announcing to your local newspaper in a small town that you just won the Powerball.
Yeah. That's like going to Skid Row and being like, I won the lottery. And then everybody stabs you with a hypodermic needle and you die. And then they all take your money and they spend it. You know what?
On more hypodermic needles. More realistically, hypodermic needles. If we know how addiction works. Anyway, the middle brother uses the stone to bring back the love of his life. But she's like, she doesn't belong there. She's like not happy. She's miserable. And he ends up killing himself so he can join her. Like, yeah. By the way, that's love.
That and all of this in all
or
of this,
possessiveness.
That is the most beautiful story I have ever heard.
A man kills himself just to be with your dead soul.
Oh,
that is a level of codependency. Like, I can't even.
That is a level of codependency that is goddamn poetic. But the younger brother, because he was fucking smart, he was like, give me something that'll like let me get away from you and you won't see me. It works. He evades death for fucking years.
And then when he gets older, he's lived his full life. He takes off the cloak, gives it to his son, and he greets death as an old friend. Yeah, which I liked that phrase in the book.
Yeah, I love that. That was really great. I really enjoyed that.
And I think that like I would like to believe that's how I aspire to go. Yeah. Come on, Death, we've been friends for years. Take me now. But like yeah, it would be nice to go, you know what? I wonder how many people go, sincerely go, I'm ready.
I can just see you dying. I can see you dying being like, oh, Death, you finally came.
I've been waiting
it's
for
been
you.
It's been taking you so long to come.
I wrote you
what
every
am I,
day
pussy?
For 75 years. You finally came to get me. That's Spencer's idea of someone being like, I'm ready, and then being in immense pain.
Oh,
I still,
no.
I'm sure I've said this on here before. I just want to maintain my goal. If I could die the way I choose, I want my last words. I hope I'm like laying in a bed, surrounded by my loved ones, just so they're uncomfortable, not because I need them there. Because I want them to be. This is why.
I'll be uncomfortable.
I want, with my last breath of life, to sit up and grab whoever's closest to me, probably you, because you're like, and make sure everyone knows that I was standing next to her, because I loved her the most. Can you take a, if you fucking even try to take a picture of me while I'm even close to death?
You know it's going to be on an IG story.
Absolutely not. I will not let you in my hospital room. There will be a no phone. They will confiscate phones. I'm going to put that in my living will right now. Is someone out there that can help me draft it? But like,
and it's only Nicole who can't have her phone. Everyone else can.
Because no one else is going to try to put a picture of me on their Instagram story. Mm-hmm. Those people were like, miss you, grandma. And it's like, my family did a birthday party for my grandma, like right like when she was near the end. And people put like a family picture all surrounding her bed. And it's like, she's dead.
Ooh.
Like she's a corpse. She would be mortified. If she knew that you posted that a picture, she like didn't like to go out with her hair not
yeah,
done.
Yeah. She's like, her blood's not there.
But I just want to, like right towards the end, I want to sit up and go, hell is real. And just fucking pass. And then, anyway, so yeah, the story comes to a close. You know, we've heard about these three Deathly Hallows and Xenophilius reiterates, like there's these three objects, you know, the Elder Wand, the Resurrection Stone, Cloak of Invisibility, and the symbol that Hermione's been so obsessed with that brought them here is there's a line for the wand, the circle is a stone, and a triangle represents the cloak.
Yep.
So it's kind of got this like almost eye looking thing. By the way, you don't maybe not know this yet because you're avoiding social media as much as you can. This, the Deathly Hallows, is a big Harry Potter tattoo. Like this is one of the go-tos.
Oh, this is a go-to tattoo.
It's always like symbols and stuff, and you okay. Like, so like this is like the Superman S kind of. I don't know if I needed to tell you that, but it's kind of fun.
That's cool.
Anyway,
so and then Xenophilius is like, by the way, the wizard who gets all three of these objects becomes what is known as the Master of Death.
Yeah, and of course Hermione's like,
Hermione's like not buying it.
Yeah, right. And she's like, okay, invisibility cloaks, those just exist. And Xenophilius interrupts her to be like, well, most of them
just give the impression of invisibility.
Like they're easily, they come apart. They're easily like, you know, spellbound.
Flimsy. They're flimsy. They're not good. They're, you know, it's, you're getting a knockoff. You're getting a Kirkland brand, just a generic whatevs, you know,
Costco.
The thread counts low.
Yeah. It's like just itchy. Poorly, it's kind of wool.
Yeah. It's poorly made, you know, with the sequins on it. By the way, do you imagine the invisibility cloak having sequins? Because I do.
No, I imagine it like a satiny silver.
Oh, I imagine it's silvery, but I imagine it having some sequins here and there.
Like I have a little like hair tie that's like a silver, like it feels like a watery. I don't know how to, watery is not a good way to describe it.
Flowy?
But
viscous,
yeah.
A viscosity? It's got flow to it?
I don't actually know what viscosity means.
It's the thickness of something. Like
your brain has coffee, your skull has
low
has viscosity.
Yes. Thick skulled. This is coffee's low viscosity. High viscosity is honey.
Ah. Viscosity is how you let people know you're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The viscosity of the honey. I don't want to be friends with
I
you.
Don't,
if
I don't.
If you refer
to
food by its viscosity, I don't want to know you.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I was pre-med.
Yeah. No, you tell me all the time. Cool. What were you post-med? What was your, are you a doctor?
Pre-med.
Doctor of anything?
I was pre the doctor. I was pre-doctor.
But technically, aren't we all pre-med?
Sure.
At any point, we could become med. Anyway.
But I'm sitting here reading this. Zeno's talking about cloaks don't exist. And
I'm like no, I've never seen a cloak like that.
Fucking loser.
Yeah, he's like, no one's seen this cloak that's like impenetrable. But we have on Harry. What's weird to me, though, is didn't whoever was in the fucking graveyard when they nearly got killed by Nagini impersonating Bathilda Bagshot, excuse me. Didn't they say that that person seemed to look at them though they were wearing an invisibility cloak?
Yeah, I guess Nagini can see through an invisibility cloak. I don't know.
So could Mad-Eye Moody's eye. But still, for the most part, yeah.
Can't be seen.
And they don't say anything. It's just sort of like, I think they all have this quiet awareness of like, okay, wait, isn't that Harry's? But anyways, Hermione's still like fucking a rock that
she's like, there is no way those other two objects. And Xenophilius is like, okay, wait, stop. The Elder Wand is traceable. Okay. Because to master the Elder Wand, you have to capture it from the previous owner,
which means that it's been,
causing a whole lot of wizard murder.
Yeah. So apparently throughout history, it's had different names, but there's been this like powerful wand in periods throughout history where people are like dueling over it and taking it. And the thought is that these are all actually the Elder Wand.
And then Hermione drops a fucking big old fucking question.
Yeah.
And Xenophilius is like, "De fuck? How you know that?"
Yeah, because she's like, I want to know about the Peverell family, which of course, Ignotus Peverell was the one who's on the gravestone in Godric's Hollow. And that's where she saw the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Xenophilius is like, those are the three brothers.
Yeah.
That's the original three brothers, which is just kind of fucking crazy.
And then at that point...
He's like, why don't you stay for dinner? I'm going to go down to the kitchen and make some dinner. And I will come back with dinner. And we'll have dinner. It's going to be fun. Luna, it'll be great.
The three kids are upstairs. They're talking about, like, is this for real? Whatever, you know, can we believe this? And Harry is, for some reason, really into believing it. And then Ron was probably leaning towards not believing it because Hermione wasn't believing it.
Yeah,
but
like,
now,
I think he's like, well, their cloak does exist, but, like, I want the girl who with the pussy that I want to
I want to snatch that puss. And if I to snatch that puss, I have to be like whatever she wants, you know.
And then they're having this whole conversation and Harry all of a sudden notices up the stairs his own face. Like he sees his face somewhere.
This got me in the heartstrings real hard.
He goes up to Luna's room and there's a huge mural.
And it has all of their faces on
Harry,
it. Hermione, Ron, Ginny, Neville.
And Harry. And it says, it's labeled friends. It's so sweet. And Harry's like, oh my God, she's like such a good person.
Yeah.
This is so sweet. And then he's kind of like looking around.
And he's like, this is very unlived in.
Yeah, there's dust everywhere. None of her clothes are there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. And then Xenophilius comes upstairs and Harry's like, where the fuck is Luna?
Yeah, because he had been like, I'm going to go tell her down by the fucking seashore because she's getting fishy fishes. And he had come back and be like, she'll be up soon. And Harry's like, what the fuck is going on?
And then Harry sees
Hermione.
The
Quibblers are being printed.
They're being printed. And on it, it says the words undesirable number one. And now Quibbler is supposed to be on Harry's side.
Yeah. The Quibbler, for as long as we've known, this whole time has been like pro Harry, listen to Harry, believe Harry, fuck the dark wizards. And now it says undesirable number one on the front page of the paper. And Xenophilius is like, look.
The Death Eaters took Luna.
Not my Luna. I don't know if anyone else is listening to the audiobook. Jim Dale fucking nails.
What's he sound like?
Like, do just it? Him going, I can't even do it. He's like, they took my Luna.
Oh, boy, that would break my fucking heart if I
like,
heard that.
Oh, God. It's like, it's just fucking sad.
Well,
he's like,
but he's in trouble because he fucking was talking shit about the fucking Death Eaters and Voldemort.
Yeah, so like to punish him.
They took his kid.
They took his kid. And he's like, I just thought like if I turned you in, they would give me back my Luna. Like, he's like, he says her mom's dead. He's alone.
He's got. And then we see fucking dudes on people on broomsticks outside.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like.
And then Xenophilius tries to stun them because he's like, oh, these kids are going to fucking beat feet.
And Harry like shoves Ron and Hermione out of the way and they all dodge like a stunning spell. But of course they dodge it.
And it hits the erumpent
horn.
Huge. Make sure I was pronouncing
huge
right.
Explosion. And I just want to.
As predicted by
Hermione. But I just want to point out at the beginning of them coming to Xenophilius's, it felt like you made it to do like you thought Hermione was going to save the day for knowing this. And it's like, she knew that, but like, she didn't explode it. No. This was a horrible accident.
It was an accident, but
she was right.
And that's all that really matters.
So he's blown downstairs.
Right.
The stairs are blocked off with explosion.
And they're covered in rubble.
Yeah. Harry, Ron, and Hermione are just like under all the dust. It's a very big explosion. And Death Eaters arrive. It's Selwyn and Travers.
And they're like, what's going on? Where's Harry? And Xenophilius is like, he's upstairs, I swear.
And they
like,
think that he's just like
full of shit trying to bamboozle him.
Yeah, trying to get Luna back. They're like, if fucking we find out Harry Potter's not here and this is just some fucking you're gonna be fucked, dude. And Hermione, Ron, and Harry are like quietly getting out of the rubble. As Xenophilius loudly tries to clear the stairs, he's like blowing things and trying to get them out of the way. He's like, no, they're just up here. And Hermione has a plan.
What? Who has a plan?
She's like, Ron.
Wait, who has a plan?
Hermione has a plan.
Who didn't have a plan?
Everyone except Hermione.
Who didn't have a plan?
Harry did not have
a plan.
Who
didn't have a plan?
Neither did Ron.
What? Ron didn't have a plan?
You see what she just did there? She ignored the fact. She ignores fact.
Revisionist history at its best.
Harry also, no plan.
So Hermione comes up with a plan and Ron didn't.
And neither did Harry.
But
nobody but Hermione came up with a plan, which I think is important to know. That
so she
only
throws
the woman,
a cloak, the invisibility cloak over Ron.
And Ron's like, why me? And they're like, because you're supposed to be home with Spattergroy. And if they know that you're with us, they're going to target your family.
Yeah. So then she blasts a hole in the floor and they fall through to the kitchen. The Death Eaters catch a glimpse of them very intentionally.
But as they're falling, she disapparates with them. So it's like
they see them and they're there and then they're gone.
And we don't really know till the next chapter, but I think it's all obvious that like, she did that with intention. We find out that she's like, I wanted them to see us so that hopefully it would keep Xenophilius out of being fucking killed by these Death Eaters.
I mean, Xenophilius is a fucking dick for trying to fucking sell
him
out.
He's desperate.
Yeah.
What do you do?
We got it.
What do you do when you're desperate
and
your
daughter's taken?
And Hermione
threw him a fucking bone.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you to die, but also fuck you. Bye.
Toots.
I don't want us to die neither. So that is where this episode ends. If you haven't yet, if you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes podcast app or wherever you listen to this, leave a rating, leave a review, come follow us at Two Filthy Nerds. We are, as mentioned at the top, launching our final bracket. It's Marvel versus Indiana Jones to see what we do next. And we're super excited. So, look at our social media to get links to vote. If you want to just cast a rogue vote, join patreon.com/twofilthynerds. To become a patron and get a handful of votes and other things like being in our live audience right now with us as we record live.
Yeah, that's
live
a really good idea. Like, if you want to participate in this, no need to just like donate money willy-nilly. Like, join our Patreon, donate our money for our Patreon, and get more bang for your buck. Then you get to pick the series and you can like tune in for the fun.
Yeah, and we have a grand prize drawing that's happening at the end of Harry Potter. It's going to be fucking big.
Yeah.
We are now in the planning phases, which we will cover off the air with some of our handful of patrons will talk about a little of our big Wizarding World of Harry Potter trip.
Yeah.
Someone's going to win a trip to Wizarding World of Harry Potter
big, guys.
With us. So, yeah.
All right, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.